Groupies is real!
What's good? Welcome back to another episode of Sugar Studio. This is episode 96. I'm Grant, joined my other two hosts, Cassius and CJ.
What's up?
Yes, go.
Before we get started, do a lot of housekeeping, you know, a little introduction to ourselves. So make sure you follow us on all our social medias. Twitter, Studio Struggle, Instagram Struggle Studio, _. TikTok Struggle Studio. We will be posting back on TikTok, all right? I just redownloaded the app because, you know, it has been trash for a while, but, you know, I'm be going back on TikTok, all right? So, TikTok Struggle Studio. We also have a gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That we are live almost daily now. We've been going crazy on our streak. You know, even if it's little content, it's better than nothing, you know? So make sure you come and support that. And then if you can watch this live for people who are listening to the podcast right now on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, this is on YouTube, the Struggle Studio. I think that's it.
Yep. How we doing?
I'm good. You know, bro. I'm chilling. The whole One Piece is real trend.
I think I might start watching. I ain't gonna lie.
Hmm? It's giving me more motivation to catch up, you know.
Yeah. Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, and join Discord. The link is in the description.
Yeah, definitely.
All our socials should be in Discord, too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes. One Piece is real!
Let's get into this quick little album review. If you were here a couple of days ago, we did it live on Twitch, not on YouTube. DJ Khaled album, God Did. We got, what was it?
Scroll a little bit.
18 songs went through.
Damn, it ain't feel like it, I ain't gonna lie.
It definitely didn't feel like it.
So I had three interludes. Three interludes, I think.
Yeah, not counting interludes. So I guess 15 songs, right? Yeah. My math right on that?
Yeah.
15 songs.
Ain't no secret at all.
Let's start out with intro. God
that
did
was
it.
A, that was an interlude, but
yeah, whatever. And if this first song is intro, bro, slash interlude.
Yeah,
no secret, freaking Drake, bro.
Yeah, why he posed like that though?
Hey, well, he posted up, bro.
Posted like fucking Sonic.
God did, bro.
I wasn't really impressed with it. You know, it was a good song, but it was
no secret.
Yeah, I wasn't like.
If it went longer, it probably. Would
yeah, be. I feel like he. I feel like he like cut off like.
Nah, I like it. I listened to it again. Mm-hmm. Since the album is just driving around shit, I like it. I like it. It is short, but you know,
it felt like he was just talking. You know,
he was just talking.
Nah, I disagree.
And then we got God Did.
Trash.
I won't say trash.
I don't think it's a song meant to be listened to like that.
Yeah, but I did like Jay-Z's verse on it. I went back and just like listen what his verse was because the internet was hyping it up.
Yeah,
his verse was good. It was good. It was a good verse.
Trash.
Kind
of story, bro.
Uses gospel.
Trash.
I like the original better. Ain't gonna lie. I think Eminem kind of ruined it.
Yeah, Eminem ruined it. That's what I'm
saying. Eminem ruined it. Sorry. Yeah. It wasn't a good song.
Yikes.
I'm not really an Eminem fan anyway, and just seeing him on the album kind of pissed me off. But
dang, me on it.
Use this gospel.
Big Time.
I think it was good.
Big Time is like it's like rap copyright song. It's like, yeah. Come on, even if I want it, if I don't want to hear it, however I want to hear it. You know, like it's not a garbage song, but it's not like one. I don't think one of their best collabs.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a favorite song to me.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I like Keep Going. I think Dirk freaking killed the song.
Yeah, yeah.
I like 21 Savage verse, but I think Dirk kind of carried it.
we gonna talk about Roddy.
Roddy.
I think Roddy verse kind of grew on me a little bit.
Spinning again.
So to your ops party, that's what we don't do. Something like that.
Prior Time, Heart. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's fire.
Offset Who. Stay Alive. It's a solid song, but it's a single we've heard before. Beautiful. I ain't gonna lie.
I think it might be the best song on the album.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs on there. It Ain't Safe. I didn't feel safe. Listen to the song, bro.
I haven't listened to it since
the listening
party.
Yeah, it's solid, but
it's cool.
It's cool. It's not like
Let's Pray. It's going to me though.
Oh yeah, Let's Pray. It's going to me. Ain't gonna lie. Let's Pray. It's solid, bro.
I didn't really.
Bro,
I didn't like Let's Pray.
You don't like Let's Pray, bro?
Not really, just...
bro. I just can't wait the Travis Scott album, bro. Yeah, that's the album I'm excited for. I don't know when it's coming out. When you plan on dropping it, bro? But I am excited for that.
Yeah, you don't think Susan gonna drop it, or you think it's thin enough for Tyler Pass?
I think, or me personally, yeah, he could have been dropped it. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not crazy, but
you got next day.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely hope it come out this year.
Okay.
Know, that shit.
Hey, where we at? Forgot my glasses. Sorry. Family Good, Gunna vs. Roddy Ricch. Didn't like it. Ain't gonna lie.
Wait, wait, what?
Family Good.
Yeah, that's that song.
That song.
Me and that online.
Yeah, Bills Paid featuring Latto and City Girls, just not for me. Ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah,
not for me. But I ain't gonna lie, the beat did go hard. The beat went hard in that song.
Period. For me, bro. Yeah. I'm still disappointed in track 13, bro. I'm disappointed, bro.
Yeah, Way Past Luck featuring Twenty Savage. I thought Twenty was gonna freaking literally just ride that beat. Ain't gonna lie. Pause. It didn't move me, bro. And I don't. Twenty Savage had a miss in a long time for me. Like he has not.
To me, it sounds like this, like he had a song on Calvin Harris' album that was garbage to me too. But mm-hmm. I feel like I don't blame him, you know, because mm-hmm. like I feel like when you drop your own shit, or shit that you care about, I feel like he didn't care about this, bro. I
almost sound like a freestyle. I'm not gonna lie. Like
it sounded like he didn't care about making the song. Yeah. So if you don't care, then I don't care, you know.
Yeah.
But if I could tell he tried and it was still garbage, then that'd be a different conversation to me.
Yeah. The Streets Know My Name featuring everybody.
The Streets not listening to the song.
Yeah, our streets, our suburban streets, bro. We're not bumping it, bro. Yeah.
Not even suburban, bro. I don't think he'll listen to this. Yeah. I just feel like this is it was too left, bro. Like you should have put some Tim's.
Yeah, something we kind of understand the words.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like I don't know if it does. I don't know if it gets better, but it started off way too abrupt, bro. Like yeah. It started off way too aggressive.
Yeah, I like Afrobeats and some kind of the little what's it called? Not Jamaican beats. I don't know a proper name for it, but I like that kind of music. But I like the light version of, you know, not the beat cuts,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD did.
God, dude.
One of the best songs in the album, bro.
Did. I like just what song. It was solid. Kinda Meat Road.
DJ Khaled, I'm the best.
Yeah, Kinda Meat Road, DJ Khaled on the song. Not gonna lie.
What you say?
So he kinda Meat Road, DJ Khaled on the song.
Not gonna lie. Bro, ever since fucking the AI shit, like the AI like singers and voice mimickers, I can't trust Juice WRLD song. Is that weird?
That's exactly what we're talking about last other week, bro. Well, last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, kinda. Like this song here, like my gut telling me, okay, I know this is a
yo, wait, you about to say something crazy, bro?
This is a crazy take, all right?
Need to start rapping on COVID, rapping on next election.
Bro, I feel like this Juice WRLD song is fake, bro.
You think so?
I feel like it's fake. It just fits too well.
If anybody, unless, do it, I can see Juice WRLD like people doing it. You know, like or maybe ask people. Like
nah, I think it's too noticeable. Yes, mm-hmm. You know. Because Juice is one of the artists that they say he got 2,000 songs, such like that. You know, I believe he got that many songs, but like, man. Are they all this good?
Yeah.
And type shit. Yeah. And just the way it fit too well. You know.
Yeah.
It fit too well.
Like, well, maybe he had a song a while ago.
Unless DJ Khaled like DM them like, bro, can you make me a song for my album, just like that. And
well, it didn't have to be a song for the album. Like he could have been just making a song for DJ Khaled, and then DJ Khaled probably bought the song from wherever. State.
I'm saying like yeah, let's say that conversation went up, which yeah. I don't know. It seemed like it just fit too well, you know.
Yeah,
it fit too well for a dead artist.
Yeah, maybe I don't know,
but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Because the song really wasn't like about DJ Khaled. It was just like his like catchphrase, you know. Yeah. And then DJ Khaled could just bought the song from whoever and then put his vocals and stuff around it. Like made the beat could have been completely different, you know.
Yeah.
Jadakiss interlude. If you like Jadakiss, you like the song. Like. It's kind of old schooly, you know. Definitely wasn't like bad bars and stuff like that. Like I didn't get like no doodoo bars like in my ears.
That's a good song. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, and people were just joining in. We are we're discussing the DJ Khaled album.
Yeah,
God Kid. I mean, God did.
I think Aside and Long Cloth Talk. That's an interlude. Grateful. If you want to cry in the shower like me, I love crying in the shower, bro.
I haven't said that again. Did it get better?
Wait, did we just skip over Beautiful?
No, nigga.
You know, we're talking about Visit Again, nigga.
You zoned out, nigga?
Visit Again, nigga. Beautiful, man. Solid, bro. Probably the best song on the album, I ain't gonna lie. Grateful versus Fish and Vory. Whatever Kanye and I guess DJ Khaled do now to Vory, just keep him right there, bro.
Bow, bow,
yeah,
bow.
We got his own shit, bro. We know ourselves. It's garbage. But on this song,
even that song he had with Kanye on his album is garbage.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's bad.
So overall, I think the album did grow on me. I think we gave it a... On the live stream, I'll give like a 6 out of 10, I think. I'm still, I'm still keeping it 6. You know, I think it's a solid album. You know,
I'm getting 7. 7.
Yeah, I'll bump it up to 7.
But it is very like, okay, besides Beautiful, and I think only SZA part I'm Beautiful. I think everything's pretty mediocre. Black, okay, I think Dirt Verse was top tier. Jay-Z's verse was top tier.
You think Juice WRLD was good, bro?
Juice WRLD just sound like Juice WRLD song.
Sorry, I'm not cutting you off. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, but I think Juice WRLD song was okay, I guess. It was one of the best songs, but it was a good song, I guess. Ooh. And then yeah, SZA, Jay-Z, Lil Durk. I think they all went crazy. Mm. Everything else is kind of like, you know, it felt like something I already heard before.
I guess I agree. But I was gonna say, I want to say that this album is better than the last album to me. I feel like it had better songs. What's, I mean, I don't really have time to pull a track list.
Maybe because I'm a Bryson Dick writer, but Bryson went crazy on the album.
Did he?
Bryson Tiller. I think the song Lil Durk had on there, Lil Durk and Billy Baby had on there, was crazy.
Yeah, those were good, but I don't know. I think overall, like, to me, I think it's like maybe two.
They pull a track list.
Yeah, pull a track list. To me, I feel like there's only like two or three memorable songs off the album.
Even the whole song with Nas, that shit was fire. Update right now, it's crazy. Jesus shit. But a song with Justin Timberlake. I love that song too. Bodies in Motion. Like, I think I had like Meek Mill and Bryson Tiller on the song. But I love it, bro. What is it called?
What was that shit called? Something like, was it a side? No, story of side, son of side?
I mean, can you type it might be better your English.
Father of the side? Of side?
I'll click. Can you type?
Yeah. Gotcha. If it let me do it.
She's tweaking right now.
Why don't you show albums? Albums.
Where's the album at?
Down there. Over there. To the right.
Oh, she right.
See, Harvard-ass nigga, bro.
I'm saying.
Yeah, Father. No.
What's is the Cali Cali? I think it's Cali Cali.
Yeah, Cali Cali.
Okay. So we have okay, Big Baby Trash, obviously. Bodies Motion, I feel like that's a hit right there. At least me. Mm-hmm.
Gardner, Every Chance I Get is undeniable.
Yes.
Let's go.
Grease.
Do we count Grease and freaking Pop Star, bro?
Yes, Cash. That's how you count shit once time goes on. When Amelia drops, no.
Okay. If we count on this, then I guess it would have to be, I guess, we kind
of... Sorry, thinking, not sorry. Bro, these...
Didn't like it.
Bryson Tiller songs went crazy. All of them, bro. All of them.
Is any album that you heard between then and now better than... what was that song? What was the one with Chance the Rapper, Chance Rapper and all of them on there? Mm-hmm. What was the album with Chance the Rapper and all of them on there? Major Key.
I think Major Key dropped. I was not really like that into a music.
Major Key had bangers on it. Are you crazy? Yeah, all bangers on here.
I mean, I'm sure I might have, but I'm saying I don't think I was in tune with music. Yeah. I got the keys.
You mean sure. That shit was horrible.
D-minus a hit. Hell yeah.
But overall, just dressed up the whole DJ Khaled thing. I think the album was it's more mid, but it wasn't like freaking amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially with all the access that he has the freaking artist, you know? Mm-hmm. But,
I just think it was a good album, but I just don't think it's better. I think this is kind of slowly getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
All right, keeping it in the music real quick. Rider Rich, bro. Me personally, bro, I think it's over for fat nigga, bro. Like,
I don't strong him either. I don't know why he can't. Just get a ghostwriter, bro.
Yeah, he needs to stop writing on shit, bro. Like, get a ghostwriter. Nobody cared that much. Nobody putting you in the freaking artist of the freaking all time list, bro. Just I don't want him to fall off because I feel like his first album was so good, and like some of his features were like real good. You know, like singles would be good. I feel like he can do better than what he's been like showcasing.
You got one of the biggest songs of all time.
Yeah, like I just the box. You know, even say you know the box, bro. Pause.
Oh, I'm a brown ass nigga.
I don't know, man. I'm so disappointed in like his trajectory so far, man. Like
I agree. I just feel like Roddy is so okay. First, you can already tell that he's like he's getting affected by people what people are saying. So like that is controlling what time when he's dropping or what he's saying. So that's already a bad sign. Right? Like okay, like yeah, you put listen to fans, but the fans should not be controlling you. You know, like if Drake was listening to whenever time somebody said them to him drop, bro, he wouldn't be in the top again. You know, like Drake should be the nigga who be overseeing his whole career. You know, like any other should be. And I feel like Roddy right now, he's like on a wave to prove himself, but he's not doing it. He's missing. Yeah. So like it's making him look bad. So I think you should just get back in the lab. I don't know if you need to get back with fucking I don't know, YSL or some shit like that. Go back to fucking California. I don't know if you need to go visit Nipsey fucking grave and get some inspiration. But I don't know. But wait, shit you've been saying now has not been there. I feel like it's been like, I don't know. It might actually be Nipsey. I ain't gonna lie. Because every time Nipsey passes, that's a boss. Nigga, ain't shit been good.
I hate feeling like, when Roddy Rich was first popping out, like when you see something about Roddy Rich, you didn't get excited, but you didn't freaking like, right now when you see something about Roddy Rich, you kind of like,
I was excited for
I can't expect it to be bad, you know?
Yeah. I was excited for the album, and we all know how that went.
Yeah.
So, like, that now I just don't give a fuck about seeing his name nowhere.
Yeah. It was just crazy.
I agree.
But enough of that music shit, bro. Let's get into that KSI versus Andrew Tate. I don't have no idea what's wrong with this.
Yeah. Okay. For those who don't know, we talked about this last week, okay? Talk about Dictator CJ, all right? One of Andrew Tate band from every platform. Because his fans, basically. Because we all know Andrew Tate doesn't post his shit on any social medias, really. All right? I think it's like a podcast that he posts on YouTube, maybe. I'm not sure that's true.
I think it might be behind like a paywall or something. I don't know.
I know he does now. I think he has like he like streams on a different platform completely. I think it's called like Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
But, I heard Rumble. No pun intended, but yeah, Rumble. But anyway, so... Again, last week when he got banned, KSI had tweeted, "Thank God Andrew Tate got banned." And everybody like, KSI, you seeing this shit? Thank God he got banned. And for those who know who KSI is a UK YouTuber. You know, he's associated with Sidemen. You know, he's been doing his boxing thing. Jake Paul, he kind of started the whole boxing wave. Yeah. At least put it on from my knowledge, you know. But long story short, he ended up saying, "Oh, thank God Andrew Tate got banned," but KSI's done way like fouler shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Like okay, we people think Andrew Tate's misogynistic or whatever.
Yeah.
But KSI literally made like I'm trying to say this without getting fucking blocked on YouTube. He's made light of situations he shouldn't make light of, like grape situations, like shit like that, like essay, like assault type shit like that, you know. Mm-hmm. He's made videos like pretending like he's visible, and then this is the main one that's been like brought to light, all right? Cause people say all niggas who should be canceled. You think the niggas should be canceled? And you just saw this. Mm-hmm. Like KSI literally made a video of him pretending to be invisible, like a skit, all right? Mm-hmm. Him pretending to be visible. He walks into a girl. Which is himself. He plays a girl too. He plays a girl and invisible guy. All right, but he runs to himself, like takes her clothes off, finds out that it's like a transgender person. All right, so because he's a nigga, you know.
Yeah.
Pulls his pants down, flips him over, and starts, you know.
Yeah.
and then you know he had the whole grape face.
Yeah.
That he went viral for. He's doing shit like that, like in public, you know, like he would make people uncomfortable in public, you know. Mm-hmm. He wasn't just doing a meme before behind the screen.
Yeah.
For him, who was doing like, to me, I think that's like worse than anything Andrew Tate has done. I don't know about you.
Well, yeah, I think so, because if you go into people's like personal space and actually like, affecting them like in real life,
yeah, definitely. So I think KSI has done a little worse than Andrew just talking online about his opinions. Compared to a nigga who's making fun of sexual assault and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, from KSI to say that, it started like a whole war. Tate went crazy. Tate came back. I think the first day Tate came back, he spasmed KSI. He's like, I know Jake Paul knock your ass out. I will. And then KSI had just now won his fight with some two random black niggas knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I've been so hyped about that. But and then KSI had called Andrew Tate out on in the middle of the fucking stage or whatever, in the middle of the fucking box arena.
Oh, this is promo.
Nah, I don't think it is.
It's promo, bro. Now you said that this is promo. He wants to fight him for money. Promo.
Wait, what?
KSI just wants to fight MJ for money for flexing YouTube shit. This is promo.
I felt like they get a fault without it though.
But that's how they get attention. They like call each other out. Man, this is promo for a fight that's not gonna happen, bro.
I don't think so because I don't think KSI thinks he can beat Andrew Tate.
You don't have to beat him. You can get the views.
KSI is, I think, undefeated.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. He wants to stay undefeated. If
the money is more important than the title.
KSI, I'm telling you it's not, bro.
I'm telling you it's not.
KSI losing to Andrew Tate is worse than anything and that can happen to him. Because
okay, but you don't have to lose. It could be a draw. It could be like a draw.
Oh, well, yeah, if the draft is dropped.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What was it? Mike Tyson versus some old other boxer. It was a draw, even though I think it clearly wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
So they both got money.
But then it started like a whole like war kind of on Twitter and YouTube. Yeah, niggas sided with KSI, niggas sided with Andrew Tate.
Mm-hmm.
It's working.
Yeah. Basically. But how would y'all feel? What side would y'all be on?
Personally, I won't be either side,
yeah,
you know.
I'd
but
be on either, bro.
I'm not saying side, but like who would you be like? Okay,
I think KSI has no right to like talk about someone else, you know, like talking about someone else for being canceled. If you pretty much did like the same thing in your own right, you know.
Yeah,
niggas changed now. Don't freaking.
Yeah, and that's niggas saying that like KSI got the chance to not get canceled and change.
Yeah,
and he's like not giving Andrew the same thing.
Yeah.
And then niggas be like, oh, but KSI was like 23 when he did that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's like 35. So.
It don't matter.
Okay.
Everybody has time to grow.
That's really what the KSI shit was in that show.
All right, CJ. Can you break down this YouTube is racist, bro? Trend? You know, your favorite YouTuber brought it up, bro. So
I figured. Your favorite YouTuber doing this right here.
Yeah.
YouTube is racist.
All right. So if y'all don't know, Corey Kenshin, you know. He made a video about how YouTube was being of playing favorites or being racist.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, one, two. Pretty much summary of it, bro.
Both.
What?
Do you have any examples or did he just blatantly?
Yeah, well, like, he had an example like right now. So pretty much every time he comes back from a little
break.
Yeah,
right,
break.
It is.
Break.
Vacation.
He gets something happens to kill the momentum because he'd be like number one on trending.
Okay,
every single time.
I do be seeing him like even I don't subscribe to him, but I do see him like when he pops up, he's like
he's like number one.
Yeah.
And then like every time something happens to like just cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
So last time, you know, it was like a video from like 2 years ago, I think, something like that. 1-2 years ago. This time, it was a video. Of like everyone was playing it. It was like mortuary assistant.
Yeah, bro. I seen a thumbnail of that. I'm like, how the fuck is it on YouTube?
I seen somebody like digging in someone's teeth. Like,
yeah. I seen that. Like, not even just like just Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I know by the time Corey posted it, that other people obviously else posted it too.
Yeah.
But I'm like, bro, seeing a thumbnail. It's like a picture. Of, like a knife in somebody's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, how the fuck is this on YouTube?
I know for
at least it's the thumbnail. You know.
Yeah, I know one example. He said, Markiplier, who I think he's like Asian dude. He might be Asian,
like Asian American.
Yeah. He posted it, pretty much the same video, same scene, everything.
Yeah.
And he didn't get demonetized, but Corey got demonetized, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what he did.
Yeah.
And Corey's family friendly and stuff like that, so like you can't make that argument.
Like, yeah, that he's not like brand
safe. I heard he don't even cuss, like he rarely ever cuss.
He doesn't cuss.
Yeah, yeah. I think I heard that. I'm pretty sure he don't cuss, and if the game cuss, he bleep it out.
That's crazy. I mean, you can't get more family friendly than that. Then, like, you really can't. Like,
yeah.
So I don't. Me personally, I do think that like they play favorites. You know,
100%.
They don't play favorites. They get people like who like say if like a Tim Tatman were to get banned or something like that or get a strike.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he has the phone number to whoever you need to call to freaking get it squashed.
Yeah.
Almost immediately, you know.
Yeah.
And. This kind of plays into, I guess, my topic as well. Everyone knows who Gideon is, right?
Yeah.
You know, he makes pranks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He started on Twitch. I think he hate-rated Pokemon.
Hate?
hate rated. I think that's what they call it, hate rated.
You know, I hate rated, but
I think it's family Elvis ratio or something like that.
Yeah. Well, okay. What happened was, he said go flood Pokey's mainstream to explain Elvis ratio, but they did way more than that. You know.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So that's why I call it hate rated. But you know, his intentions weren't to hate rated. You know?
Yeah. And he was banned off of Twitch, I think, permanently.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, indefinitely.
So that could be he can get off tomorrow or 2 years from now.
Yeah. And
that's crazy.
And he's been banned for like, I don't know, almost a year, right?
Yeah, definitely a year.
And which I guess was fine. Not fine, but like that he kind of accepted it, you know? Mm-hmm. Kind of thought on YouTube.
Nah, I still think he did.
He probably never accepted it. But
he's not accepted it to this day.
I mean,
to this day.
He's probably used to it. You know, like people expect him to be on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. Then, like, I guess a couple of days ago, some lady was getting her cheeks clapped live on Twitch, all right? And she only had a 7-day ban.
That's crazy.
And Gideon has also claimed that Twitch is racist. Now, in Gideon's case, I'm not sure if it's necessarily racism. I think it's more of like a favoritism slash sexism, I guess. I think Twitch heavily favors women. I ain't gonna lie. Not favors as in like they get more views. Favors as in they get more chances like to mess up. Me personally, I've seen like people throw their cats. I see them in hot tubs. Like
I feel like with the climate we're in right now, it's all hard to for Twitch to think that I feel like Twitch is on such like a fine line when it comes to like dealing with women on Twitch. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, all it takes is one bad thing for something to be out of context and for like a girl, you know, like, yeah, you know, get her out of here, type shit like that.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like they give them more leeway to, you know, make mistakes, I guess, because I guess they don't want to make it feel like that Twitch is such a male heavy platform. Mm-hmm. we already know males are majority of Twitch streamers. I feel like.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like
males are the majority of gamers too. So.
I mean, it was Tristan, not just like gamer. Yeah. So I feel like males are majority of streamers. So if they're going crazy on girls, the same way they're going on guys, mm-hmm, I feel like that would kind of eliminate them and all the girls type shit. You know, not all of them, mm-hmm, all colors. Cause you know, we got some good ones like Pokimane and Mari and like, huh? No. The fuck? Didn't they say good? Question mark?
What, bro? No.
That's crazy. But well, the whole thing, I don't think Twitch or YouTube are really racist. Mm-hmm. I just think they have garbage systems, you know. Mm-hmm. Like they have old man, nobody, like nobody is pulling type shit, like systems. Mm-hmm. Like if I have an issue with YouTube, all right, I should not be dealing with a robot, you know.
Yeah.
Like especially like being at a certain status, you know. Mm-hmm. I understand. I guess like if you're like a smaller type channel like us or something like that, we have an issue with YouTube, and then it'd be a little more difficult, you know. We would have like spam and shit like that. But I just feel like Twitch and YouTube don't really respect a lot of the creators, you mm-hmm know. So even when it comes like niggas like that respect, you know. Mm-hmm. We still don't know what happened to him. And I think, at least he's lying.
I think he's lying. I think he did some shit in the background.
Okay, well, even then, like, it's still, like in my arm mysterious, you know? Like, mm-hmm, like if I'm Twitch, I'm going to get a shot away. Like, mm-hmm, I don't want that, like, stigma around me that I'm just getting niggas banned and mm-hmm not saying anything. Because that's just a bad look. Because, like,
if they said something, mm-hmm, that would be, like, painting him in a bad light without him, like, going into it, bro.
If I'm a company, who cares mm-hmm about my brand?
Because he was least number two on trending for like almost a whole day. Gideon was with the hashtag Twitch respond.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't see it, didn't notice.
Yeah. It's back on the Gideon thing. If I'm Twitch, I'm responding. You know, like even if it's not directly Gideon, mm-hmm, I have some way of showing that okay, we're listening type shit. You know.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know if Twitch is on some like some pride shit, like mm-hmm, like they don't want to admit that they was in the wrong, so they kind of just like leaving the way she is. I don't know if they increased the ban on her, mm-hmm, or just left it up 7 days.
Is that corny though? To like after all outrage, then you go back and just make her ban worse?
Yeah, that's corny because the same scenario with Corey Kitchen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Corey Kitchen had to say, hey, this nigga over here who's not black or not me, you know, he was fine posting the same video, the same clip. Damn near the same video, same thing you did on his video, mm-hmm, and he's fine. He didn't get H-rated, and then now that I show you this, you take my H-rated off,
yeah,
which is crazy. And then the fact that they even went back and doubled it down, mm-hmm, and H-rated Corey again after he got un-H-rated.
They H-rated both of them.
Yeah, it's Twitter. It's okay. Fuck it. We're sure both of y'all now, mm-hmm. which is crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's some petty shit or something behind the scenes that we don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know. This is some fucking business.
Corey, I watched the video. He also said like he doesn't respect the whole like Black Panther, Black Creator Month, or like
YouTube Black.
Yeah, YouTube Black. How do you feel about like when companies do shit like that? Like, Black highlights or like the Black spotlight.
I think it just feels weird, bro. Like,
it's like a mixture. It's like a mixture. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes you need to do that, okay? Because, bro, like whether we hate it, whether love it or hate it, bro, I feel like majority of people on every platform is white or not black, you know?
Yeah. I think the internet in some ways is still kind of like segregated. Not like racially segregated, but like the white people fuck with like the white people, you know?
Yeah.
And the black people have like the black part of the space too, you know? Yeah. And there's crossover. There's definitely crossover.
Yeah.
But I feel like for a lot of YouTubers, it's kind of like segregated.
Literally look at Twitch. Twitch is the perfect example, bro. Mm-hmm. There's niggas who's a quarry in the XQC community, mm-hmm. and shit like that. Mm-hmm. See, do you even know what XQC is? No. Is that there's niggas who on all the left, the Poggers, XQC, Pokimane, mm-hmm. Type Bubble, Hasbian, or what was his name, Miskiffs, Tim Tatman's, mm-hmm. I don't even Twitch anymore, but niggas like that, all right, who are the Poggers, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say white community, bro, you know, mm-hmm. Who don't know anything about the black community. So they're your ages, the Castanets, mm-hmm. the Bruce Droppemoffs, the I'm Dantes.
Yeah.
Like and it is like there's no middle ground. They don't know anybody. Yeah. It's like they can walk past each other and never knew know that like each other existed, type shit like that. So I think that's kinda crazy to me. Mm-hmm. That fact like, okay, Castanet right now, mm-hmm. I think he's like number two. Like right now, I think he's the second biggest streamer, or at least in America. Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy, all right? Yeah. And the fact that like people at SBC community, let's say some creditable streaming platform, streaming media on Twitter will like post some like accolade that Kai just hit, all right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to comments like who mm-hmm. like it's some fell off rapper or something like that.
Yeah.
Like and they be dead serious.
Yeah.
So the fact that Twitch does such a bad job at I don't know, messing the pot up.
Yeah,
I think that's gotta be fixed. Cause even with the whole YouTube Black thing, all right. I know, keep going back and forth from YouTube and then Twitch. All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. YouTube Black thing. I just feel like it's so weird that like you log off YouTube, you know exactly what you're gonna see. You're gonna see the Jacksepticeyes. You're gonna see the Mr. Beasts, mm-hmm. and like things of that nature.
How do you fix that? Do you force collaborations? Or?
What I would do, it just simply. I'll get rid of the whole YouTube Black thing, all right? Mm-hmm. And bro, when you log on YouTube, it should just be a miss, all right? Mm-hmm. And if you're gonna do if you're gonna do YouTube Black, don't make it just Black History Month, nigga.
Yeah.
Don't make this Black History Month. Make it like almost integrated in, you know?
Yeah.
Like yeah, like I would do more of it like a okay, there's YouTube, all right, and then like obviously Black YouTubers, you know?
Yeah.
But so you hit Black YouTuber. Like you get more recommended, but more black, you know. Mm-hmm. And I guess it'd be like a low key thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It should be more of a, okay, here's the Black catalog, but let's separate from the main thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It should be like once you watch black YouTuber, then maybe like integrate it in some. I don't know exactly how to say it, but you know, integrate it like that, you know. Yeah. It shouldn't be separated, like because when you log off, you should be seeing the biggest niggas on YouTube. I'm sorry, YouTube, if y'all hate Speed, bro, but that nigga is the biggest. Anything on YouTube right now, yeah. Almost on any social media
Whether he freaking, if he mess up, definitely like say he messed up. But that's your freaking, if Drake messed up, you think the freaking labels are dropping Drake? No, they're not dropping him. If they keep an eyes on you, keeping time on the app for you, that should be your freaking crown jewel. You should be not worshiping them, but like freaking protecting them and freaking promoting them. They should be freaking interacting with them on social media.
Yes,
that should be
Speed literally got on, I don't know if you've seen it. He got on a mini interview with Gideon.
Yeah,
and Jay Lucky.
It was such a horrible interview. I couldn't finish it, bro.
That's just so funny, bro. basically saying that how YouTube don't really fuck with him. He was trying, you can tell that he was like walking the line because he don't want to get banned or something like that. Mm-hmm. But he's basically saying how like YouTube really doesn't communicate with him or anything like that. Like, but you can tell in his heart that he kind of wants to fuck YouTube, mm-hmm. but. But he know that that's really his own place to be because he banned on Twitch, And if you've been on YouTube, where's it gonna go? He's like, it's done. It's like, his career's done type shit, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, the fact that Speed is such a huge pause, a huge figure right now. Like, Speed at the youth in his fucking palm right now. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, you cannot walk into a Walmart and see a kid and tell him about that ass. He won't hear what it is, you know? Yeah. Pause, you know?
So you wonder right now?
No.
Uh-huh. Like, bro, there is no school, there is no place on earth right now, I feel like, that there's no Speed influence. I'm mm-hmm. sorry, because that's how much influence he got.
He almost became like a meme itself. Like, he almost is like...
That nigga's global, bro. That nigga's global. Like, even with the whole Sui thing, bro. I don't know if I made that shit up, but, the nigga is global, bro. I know it's not like a big writer, but that's just how it is, bro. And the fact that they're not giving him no spotlight, no recommendations, no... I'm not sure if he got a play button. I wouldn't be surprised if he hasn't. The fact that he's like, bro, I'm sorry, bro. Like, Speed damn near need a whole holiday on YouTube for what he's been doing to the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 100% without a doubt how much YouTube streamers he's brought to you. I brought like up and coming YouTube streamers. Mm-hmm. He has brought to that platform just because of how crazy he's been going.
Yeah,
nigga pulls at least 100K live on YouTube.
You can't even see his chat really. Like
yes, his chat is so pointless because it's flying past. Like, I've never seen nothing like that in my life, bro. Mm-hmm. And the fact that YouTube not giving him no recommendation, like no credibility, like no nothing, is crazy to me.
Even if you don't respect what he does, like they say, okay, you kind of
like okay,
kind of setting a bad example for the community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, at least they can at least contact him, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if they have or not. Contact him and promote, not mold him for what he wanted to be, but when somebody gives you money, bro, and that's your boss, bro, you can probably handle some freaking criticism and like edit your style to where it can still you, but it's kind of like you still toying the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like Speed would be it's an easy cleanup, you know, like yes. Like throw out a couple hard R's, like get rid of that vocabulary, and he basically good. I feel that's the only thing that's really wrong with him. Like, yeah, he has a couple crazy moments, but I feel like everybody does that shit, you know.
Yeah, I feel like now at least maybe some people just like him to like see him crash and burn. Mm. But I feel like a lot of people who watch Speed, they kind of like watch it for him. You know what I mean? They watch it for his how he can react to this. What is he gonna do next? Yeah. But if he's freaking like clean up just a little bit, I don't think a lot of people are like, oh, you switched up. Yeah. You know?
And I don't think it would be that noticeable. You know, I think just take a couple phrases out of vocabulary, like that's really all I can do. Like, he doesn't take that much. Cause I feel like speed is speed regardless, you know. No cussing, no freaking get back in the kitchen type shit. Or not, like that's Speed, you know, like when you think of Speed, you don't think of, oh, he may tell some girl to get back in the kitchen type shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, or he's gonna cuss him on the hard R, you know. Yeah. That's just something that comes out, you know?
Yeah.
So, I feel like, bro, YouTube, y'all need to get in your shit, bro. Y'all need to get in your shit, bro.
Wouldn't that be kind of, like, shady to do that, though?
Shady to like,
put him and recommend it? Or, like, other YouTube deserve the spotlight?
What?
Like, who deserves more spotlight than Speed?
I'm just saying, like, okay, so, YouTube pays Speed a bag, alright? Mm-hmm. What are you saying right now? Like,
I'm saying Speed gets no... like, no acknowledgement from YouTube. Like, he is 10 million, and, like, what, spent, like, 2 years? Nothing. Like, he's, like, the fastest-growing nigga, or at least the fastest-growing streamer on YouTube. No, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if any other, I'm sorry, white person, all right, white content creator, or anything like that nature, they would have been in a private jet to fucking meet Susan.
I mean, if, like, freaking Tim Tapman, somebody that was having that many views consistently, mm-hmm. they'd be on the Twitter page, oh, shout out Tim Tapman, or they'd mm-hmm. get sponsored deals, mm-hmm. you know, big, huge ads. Like, I don't know if he even get any ads, but, like, that's how it would be, you know? And I feel like, and it's almost, I don't know, not to get too deep into it, it's almost YouTube more a reflection of, like, I guess, society in general, you know?
Yeah.
Because it gets like that in general. Like, it's harder for, like, to me, I feel like, black creators in general to, like, get the same popularity, same spotlight as, like, a white person would, you know?
Yeah.
You see an Eminem, you see a Jack Harlow, and it's like, they hold it to such a, like, a, like a, it's almost like spectacle they're rapping, you know? Mm-hmm. When, like, you know, somebody else be rapping the same way and they're black, it's like, well, get that mumble shit out of my, like, get that freaking Lil Kamuka shit out of my face, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It's no shame, no shot against them. They're not doing anything wrong, but for, like, it is harder for people of color, for black people in general, to, like, get on and get to and stay on and stay relevant and get the same promotion, same push, same opportunities to other people, to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I definitely think these corporations need to, especially these content corporations where a lot of, like, the people watching your freaking, on your platform, because all these streaming platforms, like Twitch and YouTube, Mm-hmm. Only thing you really care about is time on the app.
Yeah.
Because that's how they make their money. As people, if you're not spending time on TikTok, you on Twitch, that's money, you know?
Yeah.
So if they're keeping people eyes on your app, mm-hmm. you treat them like that, you know? They you treat them like the freaking...
100,000 people alive, bro.
Commodity.
100,000.
That's a lot of fucking people, bro.
100,000 on some bullshit. Like Speed don't do... Speed, like, Kai, when he has 100,000, he does something crazy. Or Aiden Ross, when he do something crazy, then that's 100K. Speed just be playing Fridays and Freddy and getting 100K. Like, bro, the fact they do a nigga dirty. Bro. I'm sorry, bro. Mm-hmm. And what you said today about him not being recommended, that's a conversation they should have behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, Speed and you just have a conversation behind the scenes and like, okay, like this is like the fact. Okay, I understand because Speed right now is not brand safe. 100%, he's not brand safe. We all agree with that. Mm-hmm. So you want a fucking Sprite bottle beside him with Speed saying call somebody, tell somebody get back in the kitchen, you know. Mm-hmm. But all you need to do. At least start that dialogue, all right? And Speed can slowly shift from this crazy ass nigga to like a little calmer crazy ass nigga, you know? Mm-hmm. Like not even calmer, just like I said, take some of the vocabulary out of his shit, you know. Take some of the phrases out of his vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Changes the lingo a little bit, and he's fine, bro. But the thing is, I feel like let's say Speed changes right now, mm-hmm. right? Brand safe, core can snap nigga.
Yeah.
He's still not getting a spotlight. Bet money.
Yeah.
Bet money.
Because of the old stuff he did, you know.
Core kitchen isn't the spotlight either. Well, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, like, that's what I was saying. Like, the spotlight isn't evenly distributed, you know? We're not asking for, like, freaking just us, just black people. I think it's just even on everybody, you know what I mean?
It's me. If you're doing good, you're top.
Yes.
If you're doing good, you're top, bro. It's that simple.
Yeah.
It's that simple. That's simple. And if it's niggas who are equally doing good, so let's say we got a your age who going crazy right now, and then mm-hmm. some other white person, white YouTuber who's going crazy, flip flop. If your age posts a video and it gets 100K in 2 minutes, and some other Hispanic person posts a video and gets 100 views and 100K views in 2 minutes, swap him out. Okay, he didn't do trending for freaking 30 minutes, and he didn't do trending for 30 minutes. Like swap him out because there's no way the fact that trends, I don't believe the trends in really works because mm-hmm. like sometimes I'll see a video that'll drop. Mm-hmm. And it'll go crazy, and I look at the trending, I look at the trending thing, and it has more views than that, and it's not in trending yet, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know how out of the handpick trending videos, mm-hmm. but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. This gotta get this shit together, bro.
Definitely.
Gotta get this shit together.
What's the video get copyrighted? Like,
I'm saying get interested. But I think that's all we had on the hip hop IRL shit. Y'all get some gaming a little bit.
Yeah,
we ain't got too much on gaming.
Yeah.
Start off your topic, bro.
Are gaming events dead? Well, I'm not talking about like the gaming events inside the game. I'm talking about like
give me an example.
E3, GameCon,
yeah,
like Nintendo Directs, stuff like that. Mm. I saw it like. I don't think they're popping anymore, bro. Like nothing's big coming out.
Mm-hmm. Pause. That's not fucking crazy. I definitely agree with some of the things.
Like E3, I'm sorry.
There you go. You go.
E3 last year, bro.
Garbage. Well, a lot of the gaming events, I feel like, what's the word? We had so many shit to look forward to type mm-hmm. shit, you know. So let's say go back 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's hyped for a new God of War, a new Last of Us. So like we watching the shit, anticipating that shit. You know, like mm-hmm. okay, hope we get a new Spider-Man trailer, hope we get a new God of War trailer, something like that. You know, mm-hmm. but now we're kind of in a gray zone mm-hmm. where we kind of know it's coming out. We kind of know it's coming out, but we're just not getting content. You know, So what I would do, I would just give us what we want. Give us what we want. Okay, if you go to E3. Show some Spider-Man 2 gameplay or show some Spider-Man 2 trailer.
Yeah.
Show some Wolverine cutscene. You know, I just feel like they're going way too much in the indie route for some reason. I don't know why they're going so much in the indie route, like mm-hmm. showing indie games that much.
Yeah.
I feel like a AAA convention, or at least it used to be, E3 and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, do you think they should take that out? Like, take all the indie games out?
No, definitely not. But it needs to be higher.
They're heavy on the indie, bro. Heavy on the indie.
It needs to be a top tier indie game.
Yeah.
Not some 8-bit. Or walk around the world like some boring ass shit that I've seen before, you know. Like it needs something to be next level. Like somebody can't even tell it's indie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of that's helping hurting, like at least push like Nintendo Direct. Like, Nintendo Direct right now, like, his bread and butter is gone. Smash. I'm sorry, bro. Smash. If you look at it like it now, I think the biggest game on Switch or Nintendo in general is Smash Bros. Mm. So the fact that we're in the kind of like the ending era of the Smash with like at least content wise, you know, into like a new system, I feel like a new system or some shit. I mean, even maybe plus then, like the main reason we watch the Direct was for a Smash reveal. Am I wrong? When it, like,
maybe like Smash or like. I think Legend of Zelda or something like that.
I don't think Legend of Zelda. Cause I feel like we know how we knew how precise they were with Legend of Zelda. So when Legend of Zelda dropped, we kind of knew. You know, we kind of know, or we would get like that you know that vibe that we get in Zelda. Yeah. But Smash, I feel like, oh my gosh, you know what's coming next. You know who's coming next. You know who's dropping. You know, like you're breaking every time.
Yeah.
Now they got Smash. Like what they got? Kirby, Mario. You know, like I feel like that's just like a smaller bubble.
They're big names, but like.
I feel like it's just a smaller bubble. Like like a new Mario trailer, I don't think it's written in there, bro. I'm sorry. Unless it's something crazy, like fucking open world, fucking almost some Odyssey, not Odyssey, some Forces type shit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
But like I just don't feel like Nintendo is that big of a name. Okay, it's not that big of a name right now to break internet.
Yeah. I think they need to
because everything's exclusive, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think a lot of the companies are like trying so hard to like hoard their own stuff, you know. Like PlayStation have their like State of Play.
Yeah.
You know, I think Microsoft have their own thing. Nobody watches.
It's like either Microsoft or like
more buggy. And you know, Nintendo has their Nintendo Direct. I feel like they're not really not collabing, but like they're not really saving their good stuff for like, the you know the events. They kind of not on their own.
Yeah.
And also, the events now maybe that's due to that. They're full of so much fluff, it seems like, you know?
Yeah. You know,
I think the last one had some freaking, like, climate award. Like, games had some climate award. Like, who has the greenest game? Like, what are you talking about, bro? They had, like,
I don't even know what that means.
Hideo Kojima, the guy who made,
Death Stranding.
Yeah. He announced a podcast. A podcast, bro. Yeah. Like, I think, like, last E3, they had, like, a whole, like, hour block of, like, black gaming, like, bro, come on! What like being black in gaming? Like, bro, I'm already black. I understand what it means. Like, I don't need that. Like, show me the game, show me the gameplay, get me hype, bro. Like, and also maybe as fans, maybe we expect like I guess not expect we have too much information already. You know, like it's hard to surprise us. You know, it's hard to be like, oh shit, what is this?
I agree because everything gets leaked. Everything
is leaked. Everything's leaked either on purpose or like it kind of just. Delete out, bro. I think that kind of plays into it. Like we know too much. The companies are doing their own thing. It just and they're not really making good games anymore to me.
Yeah, like someone said in the chat here, Nintendo has the best party games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like Nintendo is one of those things that I feel like it hurts more that it's exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Smash would be 10 times bigger if it wasn't exclusive. Mario. All them shits be 10 hours, at least right now. I mean, like, right now.
That's their brand, though.
Like, I know it's their brand, but, like, think about it, CJ. I feel like not a lot of niggas have Switches, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They got Xbox or PS4, you know? Or PlayStation or Xbox. Maybe PC.
I feel like people who have, like, a console have a Switch, bro. Tell me if I'm wrong.
I disagree.
I don't know. Switch might... There might have been more people have Switches than Xboxes. I ain't gonna lie.
Huh?
More people might have Switches actually, than Xboxes.
Yeah, because like parents probably like give their kids like Switches.
And I think Switches are like $100 cheaper than most consoles. I think.
Yeah, they're cheaper. Yeah. But I'm saying like, okay, when I tell somebody like what are you playing on? I really hear somebody
that's saying not the shame, but it's like if they don't hold it the same regard as other consoles. You know what I mean?
I'm saying they would if they did. You know,
mm-hmm.
like I'm saying I don't think people are ashamed of having Switch. I think they just don't have like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think it's as big as the top two, which is the Xbox and PlayStation. So, like the fact that, like, the only way they can break the internet is off of something that's only on their console that people don't have that much of, I feel like. Not that much of. I'm not saying, like it's a dead console. I'm saying, like, as in, like, I feel like every household doesn't have a Switch. I feel like every household has a PS4 or a console. I mean, a PS4 or Xbox. Am I wrong?
No, I guess not really.
I feel like we knock on anybody's door right now who has a kid in the house. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have a PS4 or Xbox. Am I wrong?
I think there is still a chance they will have a Switch.
Though. Yeah, I just don't think. Yeah, so. I don't think the ratio is that off. I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
I think it is.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
I think,
to be honest, it's maybe 50-50. Like,
yeah, like it, like I said, I think the Switch, it might be more Switches sold than Xbox sold.
Okay, that might be a thing. Okay, but like I still feel like it might have a lot of sales, but I still feel like most niggas don't have Switch. That's what I'm saying. I guess
most people who like are online or like,
I just feel like majority of niggas don't have Switches. Like I don't know. But maybe that's just me.
I think Switch is pretty good for a console.
Yeah, I'm not saying that flop or anything like that. Like I said, I feel like if you're going in any household right now, has a kid, they're gonna have a PS4 or Xbox. You know,
maybe.
I just don't think they would have a Switch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
I feel like every couple of houses would, but I just don't think it's still like mainstream. So the fact that it's already in this bubble plus exclusive, I feel like that's what hurt Nintendo a little bit.
But wrap that up, bro. I remember back in the day, bro, back in my day, game events used to be like, if you missed them, bro, you were mad. Like, you were sad, bro. Like oh shit, you didn't see E3, bro. Now E3, you can just watch highlights, bro. Facts. Like, you can watch highlights, you can watch the freaking, like, if you had nothing else to do.
Nigga, I just scroll on Twitter.
Yeah, so if you had nothing else to do, bro, then you can probably watch it. But now they're not even like required watching for gaming, you know? There's no big reveal that you didn't care about. Sometimes it'd be like a cool little teaser, you know? A cool teaser. No gameplay. Yeah. No freaking trailer. It'd be
cool. 2022 and beyond, bro. We need to stop dropping trailer with just cinematics, bro.
I don't care too much about that, you know.
We need to stop, bro. It needs to be 30 seconds of gameplay. Mm-hmm. Rest can be cinematics, bro. Am I wrong? Especially if it's fresh, if it's a brand new, like, okay. Let's say it's God of War Ragnarok 2. Okay, we don't need gameplay. We know what it's gonna be basically.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say it's some brand new IP.
Yeah.
That we never heard of.
Now that I don't like. I don't like.
We
that.
Need a little bit of gameplay.
I think they do that to bring hype to the game, mostly.
Okay, what are y'all scared of showing, like,
you? No, maybe
the game's not finished yet.
I don't mind that, but what I do hate is when a trailer or something drops and you still know what kind of game it is.
It'd be like a fire ass trailer,
mm-hmm.
But you know it's gonna be a battle royale, it's gonna be a turn based.
The last time that was Marvel's Midnight Suns. When I saw it, I was like, oh shit's gonna be fire, it's gonna be clean as hell. Oh, they're using like obscure characters, like the main characters, like Nico spells and shit. And then it's like a card game, you know, like a turn based game. I was like,
yes.
Which is, I guess, if you're into that kind of thing, it's cool. But like, I wish I would knew that from day one.
I'm just like, yeah, like why are you hiding it? Like why, like even if you say it's, like you said today, it's not done. Whether like, bro, I don't think it's that hard to show like a 10-second clip, bro.
Yeah.
Or like what don't mess the game there. If you get and post a 10-minute clip, not 10-minute, 10-second clip of your game, your trailer, bro, just don't show it, bro. Like, obviously you're not ready to drop it. You want some cyberpunk shit. Mm-hmm. Like, just don't show me it, bro. Just don't show me it. But it's some more gaming news, all right?
Wait. Before we end it off, what if they're waiting for this moment, all right? Like, waiting for this.
Were you supposed to talk about it in the podcast?
No. Waiting for, like, their time to spot, like, in, like, these big game, bigger game events. Like indie developers, like, something like that. Like, this is on trailer stuff.
I'm curious what you guys say.
Okay. What if they were waiting for the spotlight?
Who?
You know?
What is who? Win?
The developers, okay. Are like the.
CJ, you not show me shit today is not gonna remember you. You show me some shit, it's gonna make me remember you more. You agree?
Yes.
If you show me a complete CGI trailer, speaking of CGI, you know. if you show me a complete CGI trailer with no gameplay, I have more chance to forget you. You know. And then you show me a trailer with some gameplay in it. Because if I see, five seconds of some cool ass combat, bro, I'm be like, okay, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Like. It's gonna be my radar
because CGI doesn't translate to what kind of game you're gaming.
Yes,
because the freaking opening CGI for opening video for
DC Universe
was fire, bro. And then you play DC Universe, like, damn, what the fuck is this? You know. So I don't care if they wait for this moment to show the game off, bro. Mm-hmm. At least get, like you said, at least give us like a clip of the gameplay, like a montage of gameplay. I don't care even if we can screenshots of it, bro. Give me something so I know what the game is, you know.
I agree.
I feel like they can at least do that. If it's not ready yet, don't show it to me. In my opinion,
100%. But let's go on next topic, bro. Anybody here? Make sure y'all go to the podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify, rate it 5 stars. And if you're watching the video live, hit that motherfucking like button. You know, hit them up for like button. I know y'all love us. All right, but the state of Gotham Knights, all right? This is another game for... I feel like still not a lot of niggas who are in tune with it, all right? It is basically the Arkham type of lane, you know.
Yeah.
Spider-Man type of lane. It's a DC multiplayer game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gotham Knights. How y'all feel about the promotion and the combat we've seen, the updates and the gameplay? Have y'all seen, like, the Harley boss fight and stuff like that?
I've seen some of the Harley boss fight.
Okay.
The gameplay still looks... I'm going to say it looks fun. The game still looks fun.
It's fun.
No,
sorry. But like, you, even, like... Okay, you being a developer, would you show a boss fight? Would you show, like, a Harley boss fight? Or would you kept that in cut? Like right now, it's like teasing. Like, it's show, like, I think, like... The villains of the game.
Yeah, I saw them beating her ass. I ain't gonna lie.
Yes,
they're beating the brace off that lady. I wasn't mad at the trailer. I love the trailer. I love the trailer with all the villains showing.
You watched that one?
Yeah,
I
watched it live at one of the games.
Oh,
okay. That was cool.
That kind of like I don't know.
It did kind of spoil it.
I rather go through my Arkham experience. Like I don't know how Arkham was the trailer. I didn't even watch the trailer. Arkham, mm-hmm. I just kind of played the game.
Yeah.
But, bro, when I happen to Arkham, bro, it's like, damn, bro, this nigga here.
I feel like it'd be more than that. Like, I don't think they show everybody, but, like, the ones that they did show, there is cool. Cool looking.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't see Harley being in the game and Joker not being in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You think Joker
on here? I think he's on there for sure. I can't see him not being on the game.
Yeah. We'll see. I feel like I leaked by now.
Jason Todd on the game, Joker not on the game. Come on.
That would be fire. But this kind of goes into the gameplay thing, all right? Because this is my main concern in the game, all right? So, like you said, with the Harley thing. Bro, the boss fight with Nightwing and Harley, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the difficulty is on easy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that fight looks so fucking easy, bro. Mm-hmm. Fight looks so damn easy.
Imagine two niggas fighting.
That's what I already said, bro. I it's a nigga that posts, like, I got the night discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, like video game flight simulator or something like that. Whatever his name is. Shout out to you, bro. But yeah, I had a conversation with him. I was saying like how bro, it feels like the game's gonna be too damn easy, bro. Mm-hmm. Like all I can imagine is two niggas who are equally stats, like, cause the Unity game is kinda like RPG.
Yeah.
So if y'all both sat it up and y'all and if one person is tossing Harley around,
mm-hmm.
what's two niggas gonna do? They gonna beat the fuck out of here, bro. Like respectfully, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like the game would be too damn easy, and that's the main thing I'm scared about.
Yeah.
The combat, I can't tell if the combat is slow or niggas not pressing square fast enough.
Well, think about it. Did he kind of have to make it RPG-ish? Because think about Spider-Man. If you can know that type of game, you can just play that game like without dying. Like you like never die. I feel like. Like once you get like the whole dodging and zipping around and shit.
Yeah. Spider-Man, yes, because Spider-Man's a superhero, like he's an OP, like super, mm-hmm. like Superman. Batman? No.
You can think so?
Yeah, pick Batman on max difficulty. I don't think he beat the whole thing without dying.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I played it on, I think, normal, so it wasn't that hard.
I'm not saying if you like that, you can't go crazy,
mm-hmm.
but, nigga, that shit, it can get hectic. It can get hectic. When you got eight niggas on you,
yeah,
and everybody got some red tower or a knife on you, yeah. or...
Somebody got a gun.
I somebody nigga with a gun. But, yeah, like... All it takes is some like a different variety of characters throw you off game, mm-hmm. and you fuck your type of shit, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like Gotham Knights is not gonna have that difficulty. And he kept spamming the same attacks, like he kept doing this little breakdance, little ice attack. I don't like the elements. I don't get why it's just some weird things that they do in that game. I just not agreeing with. Like,
yeah, I don't like moves that like take the real if a game realistic, don't give me like an unrealistic move. Like, I see one movie like almost like a chest blast looking thing.
Okay, no, that's fair. That can be like a solar flare, like a solar flare with a signal.
I don't like it, bro.
Like, I felt with that, you know. But everything else there and there with like him throwing ice attacks, like, bro, just make electricity. Just make electricity. It'll be good, you know. Yeah. Ice is crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really just wasn't excited about it. I'm losing my excitement to the game. Plus, you know, it's not obviously not coming to PS4, so I can't play it day one anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm kind of confused with doing the game.
I'm still getting it. I feel you. Like, they like maybe I don't know if they showed too much, but like with the trailer, all the like freaking villains stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
that hyped me up a little bit. But seeing Harley Quinn getting her behind, getting a break,
hold it, bro.
See, she
beating the fuck out of Harley.
She wasn't even like fighting back. It wasn't like, oh shit, like a fair fight. He was beating her.
Like, almost it, bad. It sometimes that like. Like Nightwing, while Nightwing is fighting a group of niggas,
mm-hmm.
he like ta-da-da-da-da-da. He goes, "You kill Harvey." He got me go to Harley. Ta-da-da. I'm like, "Wait, is that Harley Quinn who got ta-da like that?"
Yeah.
Like, I come tell you, she's the boss fight.
Maybe that's like a early game boss.
Yeah. I'm thinking too, hopefully. Because like, the Killer Frost fight, it looked more like a, you know, a cinematic thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I hope they don't end up doing, like, generic shit. Like, okay, let's say we fight Two-Face. It's just going to be us in a room fighting Two-Face, you know? And henchmen come out. I hope it's every fight. Because like, if you remember Arkham, almost every boss fight in Arkham was different. Like, yeah. Crazy shit. Whether you're getting drugged by fucking Bill Cosby's, like, a.k.a. Skullcrow,
yeah.
Or fighting Ra's al Ghul, or doing some crazy shit. Like, I feel like every fight was different,
yeah.
You know? So I hope they go the same route. That I hope they're not doing, like, the stereotypical boss fight. We fight a nigga, and, you know, he get phase one, phase two, that shit, you know? I hope it brings life into it. But, y'all ready to get into some anime shit?
Yes, anime shit, bro.
All right, all the nerd niggas, time to get some anime shit. All right, guys, you can start off with your topic, bro. All
right, man.
The title of the podcast.
Yeah, I know this is kind of old. It's like a couple weeks old now. We never spoke on it, bro.
Spoiler alert, dude.
Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen this. Read the latest manga for Dragon Ball Super. Even I have read it myself, but I could. It's certain things that you can't avoid if you're online, bro.
I'm built different, though.
Yeah, Grant may build different.
I'm built different.
I definitely couldn't avoid it. Spoiler alert for you haven't read Dragon Ball Super manga. Or know about the spoiler.
Go ahead and plug your ears, bro.
Yo!
All right. They brought Frieza back. I mean, he's already been back, but he came back into the arc. Mm-hmm. And he pretty much one-shotted both Goku and Vegeta with his new form. I guess, I don't even call it Black Frieza.
I'm pretty sure he did.
It's called Black Frieza.
I know it's dubbed Black Frieza, bro. Probably Frieza
Black. I think Frieza Black,
yeah.
Black Frieza crazy.
Which is cool, you know, I think it's cool. I think black is cool color. Like, I don't know, like, I think it's black and purple. Like, black, I think his face white, purple head, black.
I think it's like Gohan Frieza. Like, how, you know, purple. What he was?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It looks solid to me.
Yeah.
To me,
I was at platinum, but
yeah. Oh, you think should? I think to me personally, if they're gonna bring Frieza back and give him a transformation, I think it'd be cooler to go like the cooler route, like, give him like the little, you know what I mean?
Oh, like a new form.
Yeah.
New form be fire.
I think they.
But the fact it's already final form, I don't know how it works.
Yeah. It don't have to be. He don't have to go further than that. So that'd be cool to me personally.
We fight.
They could put gold on top of that, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, back in the race shit.
But, okay. All right, see, of course the jokes came out, bro. You know, oh, shit, Frieza black now, bro? He about to freaking, you know, abandon his family. Like it started to get out of hand. Like, it was funny at first. Mm-hmm. I think the boots are funny, the freaking...
The Tims.
The Tims are funny. And then it started getting like, oh.
Hennessy bottles.
Then the Hennessy bottle popped up, bro. Then the chain popped up, bro. Then the freaking do-rag popped up, bro. Then the freaking,
He started looking like you.
Yeah, it started looking like me. I'm like, Nick, is that me? Nick, is that me? People started doing the whole, like, oh, I guess he can say monkey now. Okay, and the person who said that, bro, I'm not even sure they want their enemy pick. You never say, bro.
The enemy pick.
And you can never say an enemy pick, bro. I know for sure. I want to feel good with a black guy to call me monkey, bro. Fat people saying, oh, he can say monkey now? Like, it's getting kind of out of hand, bro. Like, the fans were, like, taking it way too far. Taking it farther than the black Piccolo thing. Like, it was... To me personally, it's getting out of hand, bro. Like, I get it. It's funny. But, like, at the same time, let's not get disrespectful, you know? Let's not get too disrespectful, you know? Like...
Yeah, like black... Frieza being black made him use all the negative stereotypes of black.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like to me, I didn't care that much, you know?
I didn't care that much, but I thought it was kind of like, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah. It's how bold some niggas were coming out was crazy. Yeah, it's how bold niggas was just making racist jokes.
Yeah, oh, wow, that's how you feel.
They're Freezers, bro.
Yeah, oh, Freezers got locked up, bro.
Mm-hmm. Dang, so does Freezer know what it feels like to be racially...
persecuted, bro?
Yeah.
You know what a nigga don't.
Is Freezer finally get some of his own medicine? Right now?
Yeah.
Freezer finally get caught a monkey.
Yeah. That's a joke, bro. This is, like, I don't get that shit, bro. I don't get it. All I'm saying is, you niggas, bro, with all your racist jokes for Dragon Ball, I'm on to you niggas. You can't hop on Freezer forever, bro.
it come out as a fake panel.
Yeah, you have
on Freezer gotcha. Black.
Gotcha. You niggas can't hop on Freezer forever, bro. Shit was not cool. Shit kind of rubbed me wrong with some of you niggas, bro. Yeah, I was one post away. One more post away from what's that nigga name on Twitter that you hate? What's that nigga name?
B nigga?
Yeah, the B nigga, bro. You know who you are, bro. I was one post away from reporting that nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
CJ, okay. We're gonna end on this rapper. And the Dragon Ball topic.
Yeah.
All right, CJ, okay. So tell me how you feel if Frieza, you know, white Frieza, called you monkey. compared to black Frieza call you monkey.
He was already racist, bro.
Would it hit different or?
I'm about to get destroyed. Like, bro.
He's not gonna kill you, nigga. He's not about to kill you, nigga. He's not about to kill you, nigga. I'm asking how it make you feel, nigga. White and purple Frieza calling you monkey compared to black purple monkey.
Does it hurt any less or any more?
I think it would just feel the same, bro.
I agree, bro. I agree.
Just bringing back white.
Like, I agree. So if it's a match situation, right? You're school, right? You stand in the lunch line. Some white kid come up behind you.
Dump it on me.
Step by your shoe. He's like, man. He's a what, nigga? That's the white guy calling you nigga. What, nigga? Push you over. Beat behind. Boom, 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 boom. Shut up, monkey.
Huh?
All right? Now pause. Pause your reaction right there. Now. You still in line, bro. Different timeline. Someone stepping in your shoes, bro.
Wait, you said nigga and monkey?
Yeah. somebody stepping in your shoe, bro. He said, man. And then black side, what, nigga? Boom, 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 boom. Monkey, shut up. Are you feeling different, yeah?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. If a black didn't call me monkey, I'm probably gonna laugh, all right? White didn't call me monkey, bro, then it's... Time to go on time, you know. Like, really? That's crazy, bro. That's bro. Crazy.
That's all I'm saying, bro. Like, to me personally, it's the same. It feels same to me. Like, I feel like equally insulted.
Cause like, okay, a black person called me the monkey. Nigga, we the same person. We the same thing, you know. We're both black. So like, I can take that serious. Like, I already think he's joking, or you know, that's like a half ass, like you know, some last minute diss. You can think of things. So I'm a monkey. You know, but if a white person does it, I feel like it's more. I think they're trying to be disrespectful. That's like, yeah. You know, times two.
So you think Free trying to be disrespectful?
Yes. You think calling Saiyans monkeys because they got tails today? He did not call a monkey. No one else calls a monkey without him. All right, people. But this time right here, last topic.
Yeah.
Oh no.
CGI and anime. How do you feel about it?
I don't like it.
CJ.
Yeah. Either.
Not a fan. Not too big.
Not a fan. Why not?
To me, it doesn't look as good as I guess the regular animated, like 2D animation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you? Are you?
I agree with that.
That's it. It just doesn't look good. Like, what doesn't look good? Like, what looks better in animation?
It doesn't necessarily look bad to me. It is like it's not like freaking like unwatchable. Like it is. I prefer the other medium. I guess.
Yeah.
If like, I had what? Like what? Like what?
Like.
I didn't like the art style. Nigga, like, it's some cartoons I don't like, didn't like art style of, you know?
I'm saying, okay, what do you think 2D animation does better than CGI? Come on, Al.
I'm not saying it's better. I just don't like it.
Like, pinpoint.
Okay, I don't.
You think, like, do you think, I don't know, like.
It just looks, like, obviously uncanny, but it just looks like, if you make, I don't want realism. Like, I don't want the realism if it's a cartoon, you know what I mean? Like, what's the point?
You think?
It don't look. Yeah. It's like they're going for realism. They're going for like if they're real, and I don't really want that from an anime.
What about you today? Oh, you answer me your takes. What about CJ anime.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, I guess it won't feel right. You know.
Yeah. It's not horrible.
What do you mean it doesn't feel right?
Like, it just won't feel right. Like when I'm watching anime.
Break down, nigga. Come on.
When I'm watching anime.
Okay.
I want to see the like 2D animation. Like.
Yeah.
Kinda. Why? Why?
I think it looks good.
Like
that's what we're used to. We're used to that.
Like, you think like fight scenes look better or like what you think is more fluid? You think it's you think it's easier to submerge yourself in or
I feel like if I had to sit on one show, I wouldn't freaking say the fight scenes were like bad. I have seen some bad CGI fights, but I've seen some good ones too. You know, I seen like some boxing show. I seen the CGI was good. It doesn't have to be bad.
Okay.
The movement was good. People walk around, it was good. I just don't like how it looks personally. You know, I never liked it. Not even like when Code Lyoko used to come on as a kid, I didn't like it because it was CGI. Like, I like the story, like the characters.
You like Mitchell, though.
Yeah, the CGI part I did not like. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, this goes to my, you know, little bombshell, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are y'all so eager to watch the Dragon Ball movie?
Dragon movie?
Because we want to watch it.
Yeah, because I like Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
But y'all just talk about how distasteful CGI is to you.
Dragon Ball has earned my, like, I guess, trust, I guess?
I just want to go watch it, bro.
Yeah, I want to know.
I want to know the story, bro.
We've asked for more Gohan content. We got Gohan content.
Who else asked more Gohan content?
All Gohan fans. What do you mean?
No, they have not.
Yes, they have. Bring back Gohan.
We've been let go of that dream.
Okay.
Ultimate Gohan.
Okay, people have been wanting Gohan to go back to where he was. True or false?
Nah, I don't think. I think that died. That died when nigga freezes it. I've not heard nobody say anymore. Ultimate Gohan.
Cap. See that? Have people been wanting Gohan to go back to where he was? Yes or no?
Tell me. Tell me what you seen niggas being on that old time and like
they were nostalgic. This peak Gohan. When peak means you want, that's the best Gohan.
Yes, we know peak Gohan is, but I'm saying there was no. This movie did not come out because fans were asking the Dragon Ball. This movie did not come out because fans were like, oh my god, please bring back Gohan this year. This shit was probably crafted up years ago. Like
people want Gohan to come out for years.
I'm saying that was years ago. I'm saying as of the past 5 years.
Plus the Dragon Ball story is like expanded, bro. Like we focus on Goku anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We all know this movie is not. This not mean nothing in 2 years, bro. Y'all agree?
It don't have to.
I'm saying as y'all, she's talking about a building universe, nigga. We all know this movie is gonna be about Goku and Vegeta and Gohan will be nowhere in sight.
I guess I'm saying it don't matter. Like it doesn't matter. Like okay, well, what does it do with Vegeta?
It's not. I'm saying it's not the point. Okay. I'm talking about. Why y'all watching something that y'all see y'all hate CGI, y'all don't like it, don't look good.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Y'all say that one good thing with CGI.
Okay, what do you want me to say about it? Like, if I don't like it, I don't like it. But I like Dragon Ball. I like Dragon Ball more than I hate CGI. How about that? I like Dragon Ball more than I hate CGI. So
you think that's dick eating, man?
It's not dick eating, bro. I like the show.
It's not, bro.
I like the show. I like the characters.
I just throw Dragon Ball, bro.
See, like the balls that much. You do something you want.
I love the Dragon Balls, bro. I agree with Pin. 2D looks better in most cases.
In all cases. All cases.
Okay, so whatever. In my opinion. But I like Dragon Ball.
Okay. We talked about this off podcast yesterday, all right?
Yeah.
So how do y'all feel about y'all decision to go watch Dragon Ball Dragon movie, all right, and increase the sales, all that shit? Increasing the more likeliness of Dragon Ball coming back with more CGI movies. How you feel about that?
I feel like it's not going to do that. I feel like it'd be dumb for them to do that. I don't think they're dumb.
What?
I think everybody is...
You think if everybody on the internet saying, oh my God, the movie's so good, and...
If people liked it, then obviously they'll keep doing it. If people love CGI, said they, I don't know never to come back, then that's how naturally things went.
Okay.
I don't think that's naturally happened. I don't think they expect people to do that. I don't think they're dumb. I think they just did a one-off thing. Get the money, whatever it is. You call it money grab. Get the money grab. It's easier. Whatever they had, they had the money for that. They're focused on One Piece, whatever you want to call it. The studio didn't want it. Focused on One Piece. They get the money. Do this one thing and go back to what you used to. Like it's nothing.
Bro, but we don't. That's not entertainment work, guys.
What do you mean? If it worked, that means it worked.
If it works, they're gonna keep doing it.
Okay, that's because it worked. If it didn't work, it wouldn't do it.
But why would you want it to work?
I don't want the movie to fail either.
I'd rather have the movie fail and then come back with a 2D movie than this movie be a great ass movie, a great ass CGI.
That's called hating,
right?
Yeah. That's called hating. Oh, shit. What's my hater?
Okay, that is a hating right there. But what y'all doing now, y'all are going against y'all morals and y'all code to just watch something that you don't want, that you don't like. I don't understand.
But I do like it. I like Dragon Ball.
You literally just said you hate CGI.
You don't like it.
Okay, if it's One Piece, I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't watch the movie. Okay. If it was freaking, what else? Black Butler, I wouldn't watch the movie, bro.
Okay.
Full Metal Alchemist, I would not watch the movie.
Okay. That's like I'm saying. You're dick riding Dragon Ball Z.
I'm not dick riding. I like the show better than that.
You're dick riding Dragon Ball Z.
No, I'm not. Dick riding would be me knowing deep down that the movie is bad, so it's bad, nothing happened, it was just a horrible movie, and me saying, you know, it's pretty solid. I kind of enjoyed it. That's dick riding.
No, it's not.
I want to see the movie. If the movie's bad, I will say I didn't like it.
Bro, what's dick riding is...
But wanting to see the movie is not dick riding.
What dick riding is saying your whole life saying, I hate chocolate. It's the nastiest thing ever. I hate chocolate. It's so gross. It just makes me want to throw up.
If Dragon Ball jumps chocolate, I will try it.
If Dragon Ball Z jumps chocolate, and you eat chocolate now. That's dick writing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, that is dick writing. That is dick writing. No,
that's not what I'm doing. I'm trying Drama Z Chocolate to see if it changed my mind. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
But it's just the same thing. It's not nothing different. It's just CGI.
How? No, it's not. It's Dragon Ball flavor. It's Dragon Ball flavor. It's Dragon Ball flavor,
no,
nigga.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
This isn't freaking Berserk, but with freaking Dragon Ball wig on it. It's Dragon Ball. It's CGI, bro.
Yes. The city you say you don't like.
But I like Dragon Ball, so I'm giving him a chance. That's not dick riding.
That's dick riding to the man.
That's not dick riding, bro.
That's so dick riding, bro.
No, it's not, bro.
If you don't like something, all right? If you don't like something, mm-hmm. you don't like it, all right? All right? You never watched CGI, right?
Mm-hmm.
You watched CGI before.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But now the drama's in CGI. Oh my God, I can't wait to watch this.
Okay.
That's not dick riding.
All right, Grant. Excuse me. You want your girl, right?
Yes.
You hate fish, all right?
Yes.
It's her night to cook, right?
Yes.
She said, oh, I made you play fish. You're not going to fucking try it? Because she made it?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would I pay for it?
No.
We
pay for
you. No. No.
It's good, but I won't pay for it.
No, not paying for it. One thing. There you go. What I'm saying is, all right, the Dragon Ball Super movie,
mm-hmm.
sure, it could be good or whatever, all right? Mm-hmm. Do I want CGI forever? No, so I'm not supporting it, all right?
Okay.
I'm not going to theaters to watch it, all right? But would I watch it eventually? Yes. I'm not saying the movie's going to be a bad movie. But what I'm saying is, y'all going to theaters, watching this CGI movie, and if it goes crazy, everything Dragon Ball Z is going to be CGI.
It's not even logical. It don't make sense.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
If you think
everything in Dragon Ball from this point, if this movie is good, it's going to be CGI.
Not good.
It's not even story-wise.
Not story-wise. It's money-wise. If this does the same amount of money as them crafting up the perfect little these slaving these fucking manga artists and whatever the artists in general,
mm-hmm.
with the Dragon Ball Super movie, Dragon Ball Super Broly movie,
yeah,
all right, with that we had amazing animation, all right, amazing mm-hmm. everything,
yes,
mm-hmm. even a couple CGI scenes it was pretty decent, all right.
Mm-hmm.
If they give them an inch with that with a little cutscene and they're, okay, people fuck this, and now we give them a whole pie of the CGI, and we everyone buying it, and okay, shit. This is less money, less work, less time, less effort, and okay. We still gotta send my money. You think they're not gonna just do it? You think they roll that?
No, cause they know, bro. They're not gonna ban everything they built.
Come on, man.
Not gonna ban everything they built, bro.
Huh?
They're not gonna ban everything they built because niggas like one movie.
Cause we mean abandoned. They had years of 2D. They're not abandoned. They gonna move on. That's what they say. Cause y'all fucking with the CGI.
They're not moving on, bro. They know that the fans would prefer 2D. They know that for a fact.
So why would they do CGI?
I don't know, save money, whatever.
Okay, but if it works.
They don't have to keep saving money, bro. They're not broke right now! They're trying out the money grab. They're trying out the money grab, see if it works.
And y'all dig it in. So y'all dig it in.
We're not dig
it in. So y'all not dig it in.
No,
talk.
I don't think they're really trying it for the money grab.
But... What do you think, Dono? You trying something different?
Yes.
Which is fair. Which is fair. Yes, it is cheap. It could be both. It could be cheaper.
You think. What's his name? What's his name? Who made Dragon Ball Z?
Toriyama.
Akira.
Yeah, Akira Toriyama. Yeah. You think a nigga said, this shit looks so much better in CGI? This shit looks so much better than my manga panels.
He also doesn't own the Dragon Ball name anymore.
Okay, but I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
So they can do what they want.
You saying they're doing this for testing. I'm saying they're not doing it for testing.
Maybe not testing.
Try something different.
They're experimenting.
That's testing.
Whatever. They're doing something different.
It could be both. They're doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
For their profit. Not for creative.
We don't know that.
Because we all know which is better. They know what's better.
Okay.
What?
So you think they didn't make money from the Broly movie?
They did.
Okay. Did they not make that movie for profit?
They did, yes. I think it's profit.
So what's the difference between this?
Okay, what I'm saying is, okay,
because they're making a little more money because they don't have to put as much money.
Little? You think a little? I bet money.
They're already not making as much money as the other Dragon movie because niggas like you, when they give it a chance, so they're not making as much money.
Because look, This is what I'm saying. The reason I'm not giving it a chance is because I'm not supporting. If it came on, if it came on, I don't know. Maybe if it, I don't know. I can't think of it. I'm trying to think of a way I can support this
without. Bro, look at you dick writing, bro.
I'm not dick writing. How am I dick writing?
Get off of Dragon Ball Z meat, bro. You look at dick writing, bro. I ain't lie.
Bro, okay. I see someone chat says Dragon Ball CGI is probably the best one, if not the best CGI in the past two decades.
I agree, bro. I haven't seen a single person say the CGI was bad.
Okay, that's the thing. All right. Okay, mm-hmm. if it's good CGI and everyone loves it, what do you think is gonna happen from now on?
Okay,
I don't get what's confusing part right here. If everyone loves it, okay, if everyone likes the CGI, okay,
if most people like it, right? They won't be mad when the CGI come out. It doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. I will.
Nigga, get in the back, Grandpa.
Okay.
The future is now.
This is what I'm saying.
This is why
I'm saying y'all dick eating. Okay. This is what I'm saying. Dick eating. Y'all say y'all don't like CGI.
Okay.
All right. You don't watch no CGI animes. Okay. You don't get no CGI animes a chance. All right. Mm-hmm. But now Dragon Ball Z got CGI.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! CGI. Let me watch this. Please more CGI. Oh my god, this is no good. This is more CGI. Knowing damn well in your gut and your heart, you don't like CGI, so why would you support something that you don't like? I don't understand that. That's dick writing.
I'm just trying it because Dragon Ball Z has earned my trust. They earned a chance to give me something to test out on.
But you've already tried CGI before. You've seen CGI.
I haven't tried Dragon Ball CGI.
Oh my god!
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my, that's dick writing.
That's not dick writing,
bro. That is dick writing.
I just want to try.
That is dick writing.
I think that's right. It's crazy.
That's dick writing,
no,
bro.
No, it's not, bro.
It's dick writing.
If they earn my trust, I'm going to try it.
What trust did he earn? Okay.
The CGI
earn your trust?
No.
So why are you paying for it? You have
chances. Because I like Dragon Ball Z.
Let me go. You have multiple chances to watch CGI for the free ski. Mm-hmm. For free. Mm-hmm. For free.
Mm-hmm.
You never done it.
Yep.
But now you have a chance to pay for it.
This is Dragon Ball.
So you going to pay for it?
Yes.
Nah. Nah, that's crazy.
I like Dragon Ball.
That's dead writing.
Would you watch a movie?
Yes.
If you didn't know characters, didn't know what it was about, didn't know nothing about it, right? Would you watch a movie?
Yeah, nothing about IP. Nothing about IP.
It's a brand movie. I just watched them movies on.
Would you pay for it?
Yeah, would you pay
for it? Okay, wait. I'm sorry. That's a brand. A movie I never know about, but I pay for it.
Never heard about. You don't know it. Would you pay for it?
No, I don't know what it could be.
You just know about trailers like that. Let's go back.
Ask me. This nigga asking me.
Answer the question, nigga.
I don't know. He's asking me, bro.
Answer the question, nigga.
Okay. I watch trailers.
Okay, you watch trailers, right?
I know it's gonna be a horror movie or whatever. What?
Yeah. You know what's a. You don't know what's a. Oh wait, you know what's about. All mm-hmm. right, but you don't know the actors or anything like that. All right.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
Would you watch it?
Yes.
See, what the fuck is your point, nigga?
Nigga, like you said something, bro.
Bro.
But you won't give Dragon Ball a chance.
What's the difference between like something to eat, bro?
Okay. Liking something?
Mm-hmm.
It's giving it mobile chances.
Oh, no. What do you mean? Saying? Loving something and digging. That's what I meant to say.
Huh?
Loving something and digging. I love the show.
Loving something?
Yes.
Okay. I can love something, but not always agree with what they're doing, what's going on.
Okay.
And not support. All right? Okay. AKA, let's say S, all right? I love S as artists, all right? But some of the shit that's going on, all the shit, I can't support, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I love S as artists. But me being a dick writer, I'm like, oh my God, all these S albums are amazing. Oh my God, more S albums like this. But me knowing that's legacy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll run them stop the shit, all right? Okay. Just stop dropping music. Okay, you drop single every now and then, but just stop it, you know?
Okay.
All right? You being dick eating on Dragon Ball is saying, I'm going to support whatever they drop. Good to Dragon Ball. That's dick eating. No. How you not understand that?
No. All right, what is? I feel like dick eating would be me going to see the movie, right?
Yes.
Not liking it.
Yes.
And then 2 years later, they make another one, and me going to see that again in CGI.
Cause you will.
No, I'm not.
You will.
Tell me
if this movie is garbage and the next movie come out CGI Trunks is not in the movie. Tell me not watching it.
Hold on.
Now you got a variable.
Thank you.
Okay, because I love the character. I love Trunks.
Okay, it don't matter, Cass. I love Drake. That mean I'm gonna support everything Drake does. Drake dropped his fucking gay sex tape. Am I gonna watch the sketches? Oh my god! Yes! No! That's dick eating.
That's not dick eating, bro.
That's dick eating.
Dick eating is blindly hating, bro, before you can get a chance.
No, I'm not blindly hating.
Dick eating is saying, I hope the movie fails, bro.
Okay. The thing is, I don't hope the movie is bad, all right? I just hope it doesn't. I hope everyone supporting it is not going to lead to more CGI movies. That's the only thing I want.
I don't think that's even logical to me.
I think it is.
I don't think it makes sense.
CJ, if it worked once, why not work again? Do you agree with that method?
I mean, if they liked it, why not do it again?
Okay, CJ, but.
It's a win-win, bro.
It's not a win-win. Yes,
it is. If people liked it, then they're not going to hate the second time.
Okay. Guesses. You can like the movie all you want, Guesses. But just know that they could have went harder. That's what I'm saying?
I can agree.
That's what I'm saying?
I can agree, yeah.
Y'all would pay for something that they do half-ass when they could just go all out. All right? And y'all pay the same price. They get to do less work, easier effort, but y'all pay the same price for mm-hmm. something that's the mass effort and the half ass effort.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying y'all dick eating for. Okay, why y'all dick eating? I found y'all watch the movie. Just know y'all dick eating. I just want y'all to acknowledge it, bro.
That's not dick
eating. And now just get the Jack Ma Dickens rap, bro. Just get it out. Come on, bro.
That's not dick eating, bro.
How?
If you like really what you like the show
yes.
enough to give it a chance. Mm-hmm. If I go to theaters and I hate it, right? And then the movie, not some niche movie made exactly for me. I'm not gonna freaking watch it, bro. I'm not gonna support it again if I didn't like it the first time.
That's cap. Because what you're saying right now, you gave CGI a chance.
I gave CGI a chance, not Dragon
Ball. You didn't like it.
Dragon Ball big enough to have his own separate thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's still CGI at the end of the day.
It's Dragon Ball CGI. I haven't seen Goku CGI fight like this, bro. Oh, guess what? I kind of like the cutscenes in this universe, bro. I kind of like them.
So you pay for them.
I won't say I'm paying for him.
So you're paying.
I'm not paying for Xenoverse. I'm paying for this movie right here.
But you're paying for Xenoverse cutscene
for a whole movie in our song.
I'm not paying for something. I'm not paying
for a whole movie in our song.
I'm not paying for something. Somebody
if it's good, I'll watch it.
I'm not paying for something that somebody on YouTube can do, bro. Somebody on YouTube can make this movie, bro.
Somebody on YouTube can make
that's
anything.
That's crazy.
Bro. Somebody on YouTube can make
that's
anything,
not
bro.
Disrespectful, bro. That's not disrespectful.
Somebody on YouTube.
It's facts.
Somebody on YouTube can make
facts.
Anything.
It's facts. It's facts. It's facts. Somebody on YouTube right now can. Rip the models from Xenoverse and make the exact movie,
what
bro.
What do you got to get CGI, bro?
Huh?
What do you got to get CGI, bro?
See, me, it makes sense for me to watch movie, all right? Because mm-hmm. I watch CGI anime. I watch Berserk. Mm-hmm. I watch some of IGN, that's what it's called. I watch a plethora of CGI animes, mm-hmm. all right? But, so me watch movie makes sense. I like Dragon Ball, and I kind of like CGI, all right? Mm-hmm. So I gave it a chance.
It makes less sense than you not watching movie. It makes less sense than you not getting a movie a chance.
No,
it gave lesser. If you gave lesser animes a chance.
For free.
It doesn't matter, nigga. It doesn't matter. Dragon Ball has earned something. What has earned?
No, it has not.
It has not earned.
It's your animation.
Your favorite show. What do you mean? It's earned something.
Okay, because that mean earned free money?
It's not free money, nigga.
Yes, it is.
They've been giving you content for years and years and years.
So I gotta support trash now.
You don't support trash? You don't know it's trash yet. I'm trying to say.
Okay, I gotta support. I gotta support less effort now.
It doesn't matter, bro. You've been doing it.
I will support.
You've been doing it already.
No, I have not.
You watch less extra anime, bro. You already been doing it.
I've not been paying for it.
You paying for Funimation, nigga. You've been watching it. You're paying for it.
Nigga.
You're paying for it.
Come on.
You're paying for Netflix. You're paying for it.
Funimation has a plethora of things. It's a plethora of things. It's not just that one thing.
It doesn't matter, but you're still paying for mid. You're paying for bad.
No. Okay?
No.
We're talking about, bro, the Dragon Ball movie, bro. It's fucking CGI, right?
Okay, we know.
We know there's low effort. All right?
We don't know it's low effort. We do not know it's low effort.
You know it's low effort in 2D. Can we agree on that?
Yes, less effort. Don't say low effort. Less effort.
What did I say?
You said low effort.
I said less effort.
You said low.
Low effort.
You said low effort.
I don't give a fuck, bro. Whatever. It's less effort than 2D. Mm-hmm. All right? Why would I blatantly get disrespected with me? Why would I blatantly get disrespected with them using lesser effort methods to produce something they could have did with more effort?
I don't see disrespect. It's literally money. I don't feel disrespect when I walk into the theater, bro.
Yeah.
I don't feel disrespect, bro.
It's money. You want to back and left? It's facts. It's not facts.
I don't say facts, bro.
Bro, y'all just dick riding.
Not dick riding, bro.
Meat rider.
We're trying it out. CJ, okay. If this bad, right? Mm-hmm. Not anime well. And not who's your favorite character today? I'm Dragon Ball.
Probably like Vegeta.
Okay. Now, if this movie is it does not count if the next movie about fucking Vegeta is Vegeta's whole movie. Not fucking Vegeta, Vegeta. The next movie about Vegeta. Of course you might give him a chance, right? Because that's pulling you. It's made for you. Mm-hmm. All right. The next movie is basic as hell. Not basic, but like, you know, just regular story, mm-hmm. but a CGI. But you hated this one. Are you paying for the next one? No. That's what I'm saying. That would be dick riding if she said, you know what? I'm going to give another chance. I'm going
to you literally admitted that if this movie is garbage, the next movie is Trunks.
If it's made for me, fucking me, yes, I'm going to freaking go watch it. Yes.
That's dick riding. No,
it's not. Yes, if it's made for me, I'm going to watch it, bro.
How's it made for you?
Because it's my favorite character. It's another reason. It's adding to that list of watch it.
Okay. Okay, you like card games? Yeah. Like Uno? Role play, match duels, nerdy ass shit.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Not really, no.
No? Okay. No. Let's say they make a Dragon Ball Z skin. What? Mm-hmm. Trunks and Vegeta, you buying it?
No.
Why not?
Because my dislike for card games is not higher than my like for freaking Dragon Ball. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
but now you just said you did. You want that? Not.
It's a movie, bro.
Let me speak. All right. So you said you went by the card game. All right. Mm-hmm. Dragon Ball Z. All right. Because that card game, you don't like card games that much.
Yeah.
All right. Now you just said if you watch Dragon Ball Z movie, this movie right now, and you said you didn't like it. All right. Mm-hmm. You said you would still watch the movie
if I trust in it, right?
Yes.
Because my life for Trunks adds to this right here. So it's way. Right now, cards right here, right? Uh-huh. Card games right here?
Yes.
Dragon Ball right here, right? Yes. It's so low, right?
Yes.
My life with Trunks makes my this right here worth it. I'm worth it, you know? It makes it more even. It gives me another reason to go watch it.
Okay, so if Trunks is in the screen, you do anything for him, niggas.
No, I mean, that's what he's saying. I'll give it a chance again. Because it's made for me. It's made for niche me, bro. That's what I'm trying to say.
No,
it's niche.
That is dick riding.
That's not dick riding.
You don't understand. It's dick riding.
It's not dick riding. It's not like Trump's always on the show, bro. It's not like he's part of the show. So I like seeing him. So every chance I get, I'm going to
watch
him.
Go play the card game then.
I'm not playing the card game. It's all Trump's on there, bro. I don't like. That's how much I don't like.
But you just say how much you like CGI.
But it's a movie, not a freaking. And next time, I'm gonna use my finger freezer card on your ass. No!
That's crazy, bro. Whatever.
Bro, this nigga is today. Bro. Do you see him coming from these? Y'all see him coming from?
No, you sound like a hater. In my opinion.
You don't see where you come from. You don't see Dickie. You sound like a hater, bro.
You don't see Dickie this day.
You sound like you woke up early today, bro.
A nigga saying that. He will watch the movie, say it's garbage, and then watch it again because there's another nigga on there.
And then I like one of my favorite characters.
It don't matter.
I'm not watching the TNC CGI. I like Krillin. Not watching the Krillin CGI movie. I'm liking myself like Trunks. I might not even watch the Vegeta CGI movie, but I'm probably watching it. Movie about Trunks, bro.
That's cap. Because anything drama media give you, you're gonna watch it. That's your thing.
Not true.
That's facts.
Not true.
That's facts.
Not in theaters.
That's facts.
If this was bad, I'm not watching this one in theaters.
We're giving it a chance, bro.
Giving it a chance. Thank you. Yeah, if I woke up disappointed, I'm not freaking watching it again.
Giving that meat a chance. bro. But yeah, we can read it this week, bro. Meat Ryan. That's crazy, bro. But well, man, I hope y'all enjoyed this.
Bro, if I'm Meat Ryan, give me a front row seat, bro. Ain't gonna lie. Give me a good seat. Give me a good seat, bro.
You get a seat with saddle on it, bro.
Yeah, give me a recliner. I want a recliner that meat. Ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy. But shout out to y'all coming through. Make sure you hit that like button, hit that sub button if y'all new. Yeah. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, Studio Struggle, Instagram, Struggle_Studio_. Join Discord, link in the description. YouTube, for people listening to podcasts, my voice a little bit. For people who are listening to the podcast right now, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, rate it 5 stars. People who are on YouTube right now, go to the podcast. The link is it in the description? I might be in the description. It should be in the description. Rate it 5 stars. Come to the podcast on YouTube. You know, all that.
Oh, somebody in chat, named External, he said, is the One Piece real?
The One Piece is real!
All right, y'all. Peace out.
Come on now.